Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of January 4. We're at New Year 2020, and all eyes are focused on the Gold Coast. Obviously, the Magic Millions coming up in a week's time, but they are beefing up their carnival with the first running of the Wave, 1800 metre race for 3 and 4 year olds. There's also three or four other $250,000 races on the program, so they're really beefing up this day. Of course, a week into the big Magic Millions carnival. And here to dissect the program is my Morning Post colleague, Daniel Nuttall. Daniel, what do you make of this big race day on the Gold Coast? Obviously, a couple of new races here, and the Wave, obviously, it's all the rage up north.
Yeah, look, next week, obviously, the highlight, Magic Millions weekend, and always a very good betting card. But this week is no different. I think there's some terrific betting races. Looking forward to diving into the quaddy, and yeah, as you sort of touched on, plenty of money at stake, and then also a couple of $125,000 races for the two divisions of the two-year-olds, with the Colts and Goldings and the Fillies. So plenty of highlights all around the card. Joel,
Well, the Country Cup, that's one of the races too. That's been moved from Magic Millions race day. I think that's freed up a spot for another race next week. But you mentioned the two-year-olds. They have two divisions this year, one for the Colts and the Geldings, the Aquas Gold Nugget and the Aquas Gold Pearl for the Fillies. Four of the last 5 years, the Magic Millions Classic winner has run and won on this day the two-year-old race, which hasn't really been a feature. It's just been a two-year-old race, but the trainers are cottoning on to the fact that they like to have a run at the coast before going into their grand final, which were Exhilarates last year. Sunlight before that, Le Chef, and the other one name escapes me, but certainly four of the last five. And yeah, this year we've got the Gold Nugget and the Gold Pearl, but we might as well get straight into the Wave, and we'll come back to the two-year-olds. The Wave is the main attraction of the day. And what sort of field have we got, Daniel, and what do you make of it?
Yeah, look, wait for age rates. Nothing.
It's about what you're going to get at this time
exactly
of the year.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, that's right. There's a couple of inform types running around Queensland that come here, and then, of course, a couple of interstate rivals, Chris Waller, Bjorn Baker, bringing a couple of their horses up. So plenty of form to dissect. There's Dawson Diva, of course, who ran second in the Oaks early this year. It'd be a good chance in this, but I'm with one of the Waller runners in Matawi, the one. I thought it's come up a pretty backable price at the $9 mark. Should have arguably won his past two starts, and just last time Sydney just didn't get out when he needed to. I think he's really hit his straps of late, and the rise to 1800 metres, Joel, I think is perfect for him. And yeah, quite surprised that he came up $9. I thought he'd be around the $5, $6 mark. So happy to take that. And yeah, the one on top, Matawi in the Wave. I've got Trevelyan in next, one of those informed Queenslanders that have been, just been winning this horse. Doesn't know how to run a bad race. 12 starts, 5 wins, 3 minor placings. Look, I think he'll measure up here. This is his toughest assignment, but he has to be included. Bobby D, horse that's getting fitter. It's no luck last start. And I think Kim Alicia, they rode this horse off the speed, and she handed a pretty good second, in a tough second there. I think at a bigger price, she can be a bit of a knockout hope in this. 1, 2, 4, and 13 for me. Matawi on top.
All right, no three-year-old males in the race, I see. Just the 3 3-year-olds and all of the female agenda. The two-year-olds we've mentioned, Conceited is in the Gold Nugget, going to likely start favourite, coming off his Flemington win. And in the fillies, I think there's a couple vying for favouritism here. Bribery from the McAvoy Yard with Bowman aboard. Smart and Sexy is very well found in the market. And I think Lopez might have a few fans too, off a bit of a forgive run. Has already had the experience at the Gold Coast. What do you make of the two-year-olds?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, Lopez. Obviously, as you said, debuted at the Gold Coast and it was slow away and never really had the best run in transit. Called Baron Voister came up to the Gold Coast to partner Lopez that day just for the one ride. So it was a bit of a tell in that. It was backed in a $1.60 favourite, and yeah, just never really looked comfortable. You're never comfortable if you're on her, rather. She just never really travelled and covered a bit of ground. She's in the numbers for me, but I'm siding with the stablemate Bribery. So the one win from one start in Adelaide. Baron Voister did ride that day and sat on the speed, showed good early speed to sit outside the leader, and was just too strong for them late. I think she can go two 2 for 2. Smart and Sexy, another horse that you mentioned. Gets a win, only the one start, finished second at Doomben, but got a long way back and really rocketed home in a listed race. Lopez in the numbers, as I mentioned, and I think Queen K for the Edmund stable must be worth considering on debut. 1, 5, 8, and 10 for me.
And what about the Nugget? Conceited the one to beat?
Yeah, conceited my best all day. Look, probably a little skinny. I think it's 240 when I last looked at the market, but as you said, looking to follow the path of the stablemate Exhilarate, who won a race on this day, then won the very next week. I thought the Flemington debut was very good down the straight, 1,100 metres, and was a good feel that day, I thought. Beat another handy one in Jabali Ridge, sort of had to fight back to win there. I think Damien Lane comes with him to get the ride, and yeah, while I think 240 is a bit skinny, I think there's a couple of good smart types in this field. Think he's the best all day. So on top, the one in for second, I got 5 Anders. I thought was quite good behind Got a Kiss. The run was every bit as good as that filly that day. Got a Kiss probably just the easier run on the inside, and did have a bit of a lead on Anders approaching the turn. 11 Wisdom of Water has tried up very good before the debut, where a little bit disappointing since put away given time. And Verbal Assault was impressive on debut. Wouldn't shock in this either, but conceded the best all day at the Gold Coast, Joel. 1, 5, 11, 4.
All right, conceded your best. What did you make your value bet?
Value comes... Well, look, I made Morrissey the value in...
One of the Magic Millions Rising Stars. Yeah. I should mention there's two... the two Magic Millions Rising Stars, both worth $250,000 for Class 4 eligible horses. Colts and Geldings Race 8, Fillies Race 9, and Eolite Morrissey in Race 8.
Yeah, look, I did make Morrissey the value. I thought it'd come up a bit more than it did. I think it's $4 now. Not much value in that, but I think his form in Melbourne, whilst he hasn't been able to break through for a win this preparation, it's been very good in some strong benchmark races. That bumper blast form, I think, reads well for this. I think it'll be hard to beat, no doubt, but in terms of value, I think Matau is probably the better each-way play in the wave, race 7, number 1. But yeah, Morrissey, race 8, number 2, worth thought as well.
Alrighty then, no real black type action to speak of in the eastern states, but Caulfield is the venue of choice for Melbourne racing on Saturday, 9 race card, as is the norm. Yeah, a few okay fields I wouldn't mind betting in. I've made my best Clarice Cliffs, race 2, number 2. I think she's the best horse in the race. Just whether she's ready first up off a bit of a lengthy break, and we've got a couple of these that are fit in form, like our Campania. She's a Thies racing well. Propel's racing well. She's finding it hard to win, but they've put the blinkers on, so that might help her. I just think she's going to be the best horse out of the race, Clarice Cliffs. A nice racing jump out, Damien Oliver to ride. Despite the 59, I think 1,100. If it was 1,200, I'd probably be, even though it probably suits her better in the long run, I'd have a bit more of a query. I think 1,100, she can get away with it. So she's my best. My value's Greetings Ned, race 4, number 9. 2 runs back from a spell, 2 duck eggs, but overlook that because he just hasn't had any luck at all. Just no daylight at either run. He drew inside at Pakenham, drew 12 at Caulfield, so it hasn't really helped where he's drawn. He's back on the inside on Saturday, and he's going to need luck. If the gap's open, he can run well. So he's my value, and I made my Ruffy race 8, number 13, Exasperate. Didn't have a lot of room at Flemington last start, and I liked him that day, so I'm happy to butter up again at $26 and give him another chance. Cura May was good for us a couple of weeks ago, so I'll be sticking with her. I think at $9 or $10, she, you know, was double figures at Flemington last start, and there was not much between a few of those, and she meets a few again. So there's not going to be much over this field, but I think I could certainly follow Cura May in again at 9 or 10 to 1. Did you like anything at Caulfield?
Yeah, I did. I think Mrs. Beckham could potentially be the best horse coming out of this program in time. I think she's a ripping filly. She was tested in stakes grade early on, even before breaking her maiden. She was never disgraced. This was sort of earlier in the year, back in back during the winter months. So she resumed this preparation, still a maiden. Her run at Sandown was pretty eye-catching. She got a long way back on a day. It was not many made ground, and she rocketed home from the rear to miss a couple of smart ones out in front of her. She then went to Caulfield and showed she can be quite versatile. She sat on the speed, sat outside the leader, and just proved far too good, Mrs. Beckham. So she's a versatile type, which which is good to see. She can do it, sort of settle anywhere on the map and race well. I think she can go on with it here. Of course, it's a tougher task, no doubt about that. But I'm pretty keen on Mrs. Beckham, and pretty good price to her around that 350 mark. So she's my best all day. The value comes up in race number 8. Bit of a non-winner, Galaxy Raider, conceding that, but I think his two runs, his preparation have been pretty good, and he's shaping up nicely towards the 1600 metres. He sees on Saturday, he's placed in 5 of 8 over this trip. And yeah, as I said, he's been working on well in the first two races in races probably haven't been suited for those sort of back on settling back in the field. So Galaxy Raid up to the 1600 metres, I think at a $16, $17 is worth an each way nibble for short race 8, number 4.
All right, racing in Sydney on Saturday is on the Kensington track at Randwick. My best bet is race 8, number 4, Chenqua Day. I'm happy to have a decent play on this bloke. I think it's between him and Word for Word, and she's going to have a lot of fans, that mare, because she hasn't had much go right as favourite at either run this prep. But I think Chenqua Day is ready to win. First up run was a cracker at Kembla Grange over 1,200, which looked a bit sharp for him, but he ran really well for second. And then last time out, he was a bit easy in the betting, and it wasn't a surprise. He had the big weight. He was giving weight away to a couple of handy three-year-olds, including Edison, who won the race. He had 59.5. He drew 7 of 9, and he was stuck wide in the second half of the field. Thought he was pretty good, beating less than 3 lengths. So now it's third up, barrier 2. Drops 2 kilos to 57.5, and there's a few of these that can't win. So I think he's a really good bet, Chenqua Day. My value bet is Dark Pearl in the Stayers race, the 2400, race 5. The Chris Waller trained Stayer. He was a winner third up over the 2100, beating Guys, who he meets again on Saturday. Meets her 2 kilos better for having beaten her that day. Of course, she's since won a Saturday race. Dark Pearl's last two runs, 2,000 metres, just hasn't had a turn of foot, just hasn't quickened. But his runs have been okay, and I think back to out to 2,400, he's a winner at that distance, National Willer aboard. I'm keen to play him at $8 or $9 each way. And the other two that I was looking at for the card were Osamu in the first race. I'm surprised he came up $10. 2-year-old from the Wally Yard. James McDonald to ride, cost 1.7 mil, so he'd want to be good, and I thought his trials were very good. I thought he'd be really well found by the market. I guess the query is where Anders goes, because he will take a few deductions out if he runs on the Gold Coast. But even still, I actually haven't looked at the recent markets, but if $9 or $10 are still available, I think that's a good play for Osamu. And in the last, Rare Episode, who, as I think a horse that you've got a bit of time for, Daniel, he's two runs back, he just sure hasn't had any luck. He was, I think, 6 or 7 deep first up, 3 wide, no cover last start. Barrier 2 with a claim, 1,000 metres, just sitting, should just sit, he's got good pace, but I think he'll sit just behind the leaders, do no work, and gets his chance. So he's worth a bit of a play too. What was your best and value?
Yeah, I do. It's not one of my best or value, but I think Rare Episode is, it will be hard to beat in the last. Just one of those horses that on his day, he can be really, really, really good. And as you said, had not much luck this preparation, and you can just sit behind the leaders without having to do too much work. Yeah, I think it'll be hard to beat. But in terms of a best, I'm up against you, Joel. I think Word for Word will be really hard to beat up to the 1550 metres. She's a very talented mare that I was following throughout her Queensland campaign. She finished second to a couple of smart types, Back Ray Baby in Winning Waves, and then went on to win good races during the Queensland winter. Third up now, she's gone close in both runs this prepper. I think she's ready to win. So Word for Word, happy to take the 240 on offer for her. The value comes up in the race before, Reflectivity. Hopefully we can go back for back with Brock Ryan. Of course, this is a tougher race, and you can see that in the weights. Carried 58.5 at Canterbury last start, and now carries 49 after the 3 kilo claim for Brock Ryan. I think, you know, he can sort of hold his form. $6, happy to take each way. No doubt a tougher race, but with no weight, hard to catch, I think. So race 7, number 8, my value.
All right, Gawler racing on Saturday, 9-race card. Oof. And doesn't appear, I can certainly hear the enthusiasm in your voice, Daniel, it doesn't appear to be an overly strong card. But, there are 9 winners, so we've got to hopefully find a couple. What can you recommend to listeners, but probably not to go too hard?
Yeah, with respect, I did download the form on Wednesday when I'm putting on the tips for best bets, and I legitimately thought I downloaded the Friday Adelaide, the Friday South Australian meeting. It was just, a benchmark 58 or a 0-58. There's a couple of nice horses running around that, you know, are Saturday grey, but there are some pretty ordinary races, and I won't be getting too much of my money. Gawler. A race that will be the first. It's my best of the day, Roselli Sting, the 3. Just couldn't reel in Boris and Ossery last start, who we meet 2.5 kilos better here at the weights. And I think he can just turn the tables. I think they're the only two really winning chances of the race. $3, happy to take Roselli Sting in the small field. So that's my best. Race 1 at Gawler, start early. And the value comes up in race number 6, Barbie's Boy. He is up in grade, this horse. I've always had a bit of time for when he was running around in Victoria with Tulsa and Proctor Camp he was a part of. He's had a few runs now for Stephen Theodore in Morfordville. Just hasn't had much go right the last two starts. slightly up in Trip Helps, his two starts over 2,100 metres are resulting in a win and a third. And just with 51 kilos on his back after the claim, and with hopefully the race plays fairly, because yeah, just got too far back in an on-pace dominator race last start. I think he's worth a nibble at $18, Barbie's Boy, race 6, number 6.
All right, well, racing in the West on Saturday, and it's the Perth Cup, a race that I suppose has lost a little bit of lustre over the years, but we're 2,400 metres, and it's a Group 2, 400,000 up for grabs, and the market suggests the Bob Peters-owned pair can fight it out, Mississippi Delta Star Exhibit. However, our Perth guru, BJ Ryan, likes the look of number 13, Taxigano, at a bit of value for Fred Kersley. Tough stayer, in form, fit, coming off a good win in the Toten Cup, drops sharply in weight, and BJ reckons he can give a good sight on speed at each way odds, Taxigano, but certainly respecting the favoured pair, Mississippi Delta Star Exhibit. BJ made Taxigano his value bet. He made his best bet in the Group 3 Latrice Classic, race 6, number 4, Snowcino. Thinks can dominate from the front like it did last start when winning third up. So they look the two plays for BJ Ryan on Saturday at Ascot, New Zealand. On Saturday, nothing much to get excited about. Of course, we've had the big Boxing Day and New Year's Day meetings at Ellerslie, Aussie-based ex-Kiwi jockeys James McDonald and Mick D cleaning up on New Year's Day. We have Awapuni and Ruakaka on Saturday. Awapuni, the best bet is race 6, number 4, De Blues. Won two races this time last year, hasn't won since, but knocking on the door, three close seconds at his last four starts. Happy to give him another chance, and the value is blue on black, race 3, number 4. Has been stakes placed out to 2,000 metres. Also competitive in a Group 2 over 1,400, which is the distance he kicks off over on Saturday. He'll improve with the run, but a recent trial was okay, and it's not that strong a field. I think he can be pretty competitive, and at Ruakaka, usually big-sized fields at this meeting, but yeah, disappointingly small fields. Karuba Jack, the best, race 2, number 1. Probably should have broke the maiden second up. Had the beautiful trail, but just didn't get out until too late. And he flashed through for third, and the value bet is a first starter. A couple of first starters are in both races here, race 3 and race 4. Race 3 against older horses, race 4 against 3-year-olds. And he's one of those newcomers on debut, Son of Bielski. Race 3, number 3, or race 4, number 2. Trials have been good, and I think whichever race he steps out in, he can make a winning debut. Well, that just about does us for this week. Don't forget to get out, pick up your winning post, all the action, form for Friday. Cranbourne night meeting on Friday through to Saturday and Sunday. Sunday featuring Warrnambool and Mornington. They've had a bit of action, those two tracks, in recent weeks. Mornington, I think, some smallish fields. Warrnambool, a couple of decent-sized fields there worth having a look at. $20 bet this week, Daniel. What will you have? I know we differ here, but I'm going to bank on Chiqua Day. So I'll go race 8, number 4. I think it's a race in 2. Cinque Day, word for word.
Yeah.
Maybe if listeners are so inclined, they could back them both and still make a profit. But I am going to go Cinque Day as my $20 win bet. Sydney, race 8, number 4. What about yourself?
Yeah, look, I won't go against you. I think the best all day is at Caulfield. Race 5, number 6, Mrs. Beckham, and a pretty backable price around that 350 mark. So happy to play on her.
All right, excellent. Good luck, all the best listeners, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.